Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just want to shoot from the hip for a moment, because again, this is live radio, and I want you to listen to what you just heard. I want to repeat it for you, okay? The Supreme Court shoots down anything and everything that doesn't work for the narrative or the agenda, okay? Isn't it interesting that just most recently the Supreme Court told, somehow or another, assuming authority that was never given unto them, that the Texas governor cannot enforce the laws there. They play off each other. And I knew this was what they were going to do, and I told you this is what they were going to do. Abbott's going to play, who's a Zionist, Abbott's going to play the defender of the people in Texas, his lieutenant governor importing illegals rather than deporting. Most people weren't paying attention to that. He said, we're going to do it anyways. We're going to defy the courts. The Supreme Court comes in and says, you know what? You can't enforce those laws. The Supreme Court doesn't have the authority. The federal government, might I remind everybody once again, friends, the federal government is a creation of the states. Not the states, a creation of the federal government. The federal government means for you to believe that they're the tail wagging the dog and they can lawfully do it. No, they cannot. Okay? So what do they do in Texas? He'll stand down, he'll try to kick up a little bit, but what they do, friends, is they play off each other. One acknowledges and promotes it, and another one demotes it and condemns it, right? That's what they do. So when Abbott said he was going to defy federal government, I knew that they were going to come back and they were going to try to defy the said governor of that state. They're both in it together, just so you know. Isn't it interesting? The Supreme Court told Abbott, okay, you got to think this stuff through. He tells Abbott that you can't enforce those laws. But isn't it interesting, the guy that they mean to put back into the people's White House, namely Donald Trump, isn't it interesting how the Supreme Court took him up? And now Donald's thanking them. I mean, as if to suggest he didn't know that this was going to happen in the first place. This is pro wrestling, once again, at its very worst, Americans. That's all this is. They're playing off each other. And I wanted to show you this because it is applicable to this conversation that we're having right now. Listen to what the said federal judges have taken upon themselves concerning the illegal invasion that is taking place. Now, keep in mind, it's the federal government alluring them in. It's the state governors alluring the illegals in. Just to show you that they're on the same side, look at this. Federal judge blocks Texas law that would allow law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants. Can somebody show me where the federal judge has that authority? Can you ask me where common sense comes into play? Can somebody show me in the Constitution where he has constitutional provision to do such a thing? Nope, he can't. But I can show you in the U.S. Constitution, namely Article 3, Section 3, that those that commit the act of treason are to be impeached and prosecuted. Once again, there's your answers, right? But is that what the people are going to do? Nope, they're going to wait for Abbott to do for them, well, at least do for them what he tells them he's going to do, when in fact not doing any of it. And the people will believe him because they're too busy living their own lives to make sure that their children, their posterity has a future and a hope. They're just too busy to do that. But again, keep in mind, friends, Donald Trump asked for a little attention from the Supreme Court, and they hand it right over to him. And right on cue, they did it again. Americans, when are you gonna figure out how the game is being played here? It's all, they're stacking the cards against you, friends. They're stacking the cards against you. Now, in the light of that, line upon line, precept upon precept, I want you to contemplate this. Well, the federal judges are blocking the Texas law that would allow law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants. I would tell the Supreme Court they can go fly a kite. I mean, folks, this is null and void. This is what Thomas Jefferson said and what he meant when he said nugatory. This stands against common sense. It stands against our law. Every one of those bureaucrats and every one of these said federal judges, they need to be removed. Put that in the face of Article 3, Section 1. Okay? But look at this again, friends. The judge blocked the Texas law. No, police, you cannot say they. They're inverting law. They're telling you, put that up against Isaiah 5:20. What they're doing is they're saying you cannot enforce the laws, listen carefully, against those illegals that were alluring in. Are you putting this together? Well, the people suffered the abuse. Did you see this as well? Illegal immigrant charged with the murder of toddler, listen carefully, after multiple prior arrests. These are the type of people that, well, folks, that's what criminals do. You have criminal representation, transgressors of the law, not those that are upholding the law. They failed to uphold the oath that they swore that they would uphold. Numbers 30, verse 2, 23:23 of Deuteronomy. What would you expect them to allure into the country? When they commit the act of treason against you, what sort of people do you think they're trying to bring in? Well, they're alluring criminals just like themselves. Here's another one for you, friends. Illegal immigrant arrested for alleged 25-day terror spree, including rape and armed robbery. Everything that I spent years warning the American people of is now come to pass. You're now dealing with it. It's right in front of your face, isn't it? Yep, it is. It's in the homeland now. Friends, let me ask you something. Who is the terrorists? Who's committing treason? Who's alluring these people to come in and commit the act of terror? Terrorists. And again, what is the definition of terrorist? Oxford's English Dictionary. I don't care if the bad guys like it. I don't like if the corrupt unconstitutional agencies don't like it. It's the truth. It's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32, not the lie. There's those that want to continuously dare the justice of God. Let them do it, but they're not going to do it on my time. What we're going to do is make sure the truth is told, that the people might be made free, but I'm now telling the people that you need to act out the knowledge that you have in dealing with the corrupt, and I'm not talking about just the illegal immigrants. Oxford's English Dictionary definition of terror is what? What is it, friends? Government by intimidation. The government has no business whatsoever transgressing the laws that they swore to uphold. Now, if they're acting criminal, who has to set the record straight? You do. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Man, I gotta tell you, I get jacked. That's the young people's way of saying I get really angry when people sit back and act like because a federal judge said something in contrast to the Constitution or antithetical to the Constitution. Folks, you better consider how many men fought, bled, and died and sacrificing themselves through much bloodshed to give you the freedoms that you have today. And for you to sit back and allow these said judges to do the things that they want to do and playing the activist and legislating unlawful policies against you, you sit back and you desecrate the memories of those that paid the ultimate price to give us the freedoms that we have today. And I'm not going to be a part of it. We're going to live for them that died for us, namely the Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Read it when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to show you this. Now, I know of this lady. Matter of fact, I had conversations with her husband. And her name is Laura Logan, I believe. And she was recently pulled up in some congressional hearing. And I wanted you to hear this congressional hearing real quick just to show you what's going on with her. Because, friends, in fact, this is what's going on with us, and it's been going on for some time. But you have another individual coming out trying to blow the whistle concerning the illegal censorship and suppression of information. Now, I've highlighted the quotes from our forefathers over and over again for the importance in making the people understand the importance of the First Amendment. It's a bulwark against what's going on today. Americans are allowing the fascist states, the corporations, to work hand in glove with corruption in government. That's a fascist state to illegally censor the American people. And you must hold them accountable for your own sake, because it was George Washington that said, listen, if you're going to let them silence you, you're going to be led as sheep, led to the slaughter. Nobody knows that better than our forefathers concerning the tyrant that they threw up, because they seen the operation of what a tyrant does. But they stood up against him. Read the Declaration of Independence. So I want you to see this again. Yep, it's Laura Logan, or Logan. And I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say, because it's important that you understand the severity of the tyrannical acts that are being committed against the American people today.
Straight, already decided, Biden's lost.
Okay, so again, I don't know what just happened there, but we're going to go ahead and pull. I have no idea what just happened there. And of course, it happens when we're doing live radio. Now, friends, I don't have a $10 million budget every year to go ahead and have someone pull the levers, or, in fact, push buttons when I need them to do it. This is a one-man show here, giving you information that nobody else wants to give you.
You've been targeted for the last 10 years.
Targeted.
Describe what precipitated your targeting.
Yes, I'm reporting the truth about Benghazi. I was attacked by one of those NGOs that masquerades as a nonpartisan watchdog. In violation of its 501c status, it occupies a highly partisan position. I'm talking about Media Matters for America. I'm sure there's many doctors in this room, scientists who've been attacked by the same people. The same people that run that, David Brock, for example, another political assassin, now runs an organization called Facts First USA, which is designed to make sure that your research, Dr. Hazan, never reaches the people or the public. There are other organizations like Defeat Disinfo, which claims to be a PAC that goes after disinformation, particularly set up to target COVID and throughout COVID, with General Stanley McChrystal and the other people that advise that organization. But what, you know, Senator Johnson, it's not a secret that these organizations exist. What is not widely known and talked about is that it's paid for by us. It's paid for by the taxpayers in your omnibus spending bills that get shoved through the House and the Senate against the will of the people of this country. There are cutouts for these NGOs, and what they do is they launder this money, they pass it from one NGO to the next, and in the name of preventing the spread of disinformation, they censor, silence, intimidate, and punish. I said that this is a death sentence for journalists. It's how you murder a journalist without killing them. It's how you murder a scientist without killing them. It's how you murder a doctor without killing them. It's how you murder the vaccine injured when they haven't died yet. It's how you finish them off and everybody else in their family. And it's time for people in this building who come to work every day here who's to serve us. This is the only country where we, the people, are the government. This is a government for the people, of the people, and by the people. And the same is said for so-called journalists. Del Bigtree, this man, has been targeted for simply going to the FDA hearings and filming them when they.
So anybody, friends, anybody that's telling you the truth is subject to the attacks by your government. And she wanted to make clear that you understood that. She also wanted to make clear that your tax dollars are going in to ensure that the truth is silenced in this country. Who's doing it? Your said government. Your said representative government. So it's getting pretty crazy. I want to make one more point, and we're going to get over to the main topic here, the safest place to be. Yesterday, I had highlighted this. It is the most comical thing. If I showed this to a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, he would laugh and say, it is fake. It is. is fake.
Life's important.
You can see him teeter-tottering on the wire.
On the spacecraft.
This was sold to the American people back on June 3rd of 1966. Okay? I'm bringing this up for a reason. Look at the Earth. They want you to believe that's the Earth. Look at how he's teetering on that wire, friends. I'm going to let it go again. You'll see him teeter. He's got a belt on, and he's got a wire holding him up. And you should see, you can see him teetering right now. He's swinging back and forth. Okay? I just want to make clear that you understand this, in fact, is what they sold the American people. And I'll tell you what, like I said yesterday, how many videos I'm seeing on how the NFL is rigged now, which we've known this for decades, it's absolutely amazing. The younger generation coming up and saying, you guys, you believed this? You believed these lies that the government threw on you because they just wanted to show you that they were all powerful, and the only way that they become all powerful is when you believe their lies. They're laughing at the older generation for believing this nonsense. Okay? There's limits with man, friends, and the Lord makes sure that there's limits with man. And that includes your government, no matter how arrogant and prideful some may be in this country. Nobody's been there, period. Okay? Look at this. Somebody sent me yesterday saying, Bradley, and I'm not going after the person in any sense of the word. I'm not. If I was, you would know it. But it's interesting that the person said to me, Bradley, that was in 1969. I remember watching it. Well, of course, I had to do my due diligence again, especially after correcting myself yesterday concerning one of our friends that's out there telling you the truth. I thought she was an old hag. I unhagged her when I found out who she was because it was sold to me the opposite as the way I portrayed it to you. So I corrected that. Well, when I did that, now this person comes along beside that person after I corrected myself and they said, listen, you know, that wasn't the right date that you gave them. It was actually in 1969, I remember it. Well, I'm here to tell you, no, it wasn't. Because when you look online, friends, CBS News Special, The Week in Space, July 3rd, 1966, is the exact date that they aired it. Okay, so it's a different piece. It's a different propaganda hit piece to justify them stealing billions of dollars from the taxpayers to continuously promote this propaganda nonsense. And it is Americans, my goodness. This is why I tell you I want you to share the video because of the censorship and the suppression. When are you going to get this right? Because they don't have the right. They don't have the right to do the wrong thing. Where are you getting in your minds and in your hearts that they can go ahead and sell this to you because it falls under the guise or under pretense of being free speech? You don't have free speech to lie or to defame or to disseminate propaganda. But Americans somehow or another think that that's okay. No, and isn't it interesting? The ones that are propagandizing the people are the ones going after people telling you the truth, telling you that the liars are telling you that we're lying when we're exposing them for their crimes, Romans 3:20. That's what Satan does. Right? The accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12:10. We're going to come back, and I'm going to step right into this, friends. I'm looking forward to it. It's the safest place to be. This was all spawned from a call from Chris from Virginia the other day, and this is the response. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hot spot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctors' advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's Leap Day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now listen, the other day, Chris called from Virginia. And this is why it's important to have callers, because people, I'll tell you what, especially my opposition, they sharpen me. Because when somebody says something and I know it's not true, I'll go in and I'll do my due diligence to understand it perfectly, or at least enough to be sound without error to pull the rug from under their nonsense or their lies that they purpose to pollute others with, okay? And he called in, and what he said, what's going to happen to the Christians that are occupying during these times of God's judgment upon this country? He said, what's going to happen to us during God's judgments? Well, you know, yesterday I'd seen somebody bring up the fact that this is what's going to happen when we're under God's judgments, but I'm here to tell you, we are under God's judgments, and they are coming in degrees right now. And we are now in the stage, Isaiah 26, starting verse 15, we are now in the stage of where the Lord said he's going to break the pride of our power, and he's going to add seven times heavier judgments. That's where we're at. But the first thing I thought of was when Chris called me, when he asked, you know, what's going to happen to the Christians during judgments, I could only go right to my experience. And as the scripture tells us, the Holy Ghost brings all things to remembrance. So the first thing that came to me, I was quickened by the word in Isaiah 3:10-11. Well, what does it say? Tell the righteous it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds, while on the other hand, woe, a curse unto the wicked, those that know to do right and do it not, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall also be given unto him. God is very specific in judgment, friends. Very specific. Okay? I went on and said to our friend Chris from Virginia that I have personally witnessed the Lord's caring hand and protective hand on this ministry over and over and over again. And I said, I've never personally witnessed the Lord leave us in the hand of our enemies in the time of judgment. Psalm 7:6. No matter how bad it got to this point in my life. And I suspect that if the Lord brought us this far, he's not going to drop the ball at any time as long as we cleave unto him. And when you read Deuteronomy chapter 4, it says, those that clave unto the Lord, they are yet alive to this day. And he's talking during the time that the book was written. Okay? So those that held fast to the Lord, those that are in Christ, were the ones that were covered with the blood. Okay? Now let me go on here. When Scripture tells us that he will not leave us in the hands of our enemies in the time of judgment, the Scripture also tells us that you do what you're commanded, and King David prayed, Lord, leave me not in their hands. That's what that applies to, okay? So when we keep his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, he promised to deal with our enemies, okay? As a matter of fact, I've seen where the Lord said, touch not mine anointed in Psalm 105, verse 15, and brought recompense unto them that trouble the righteous, which is found in 2 Thessalonians 1:6, and this very swiftly, as a matter of fact, Deuteronomy 7:10. Matter of fact, Paul that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said that he's delivered him from the lion. He was delivered from the will of his enemies. And it goes on. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all, is what Scripture says. To the righteous, to those that are on his straight and narrow path. Okay? When you go over to, and I'm setting a premise right now, when you go to Deuteronomy, verse 26, verse 7, by the way, I got these. I think it's 23, verse 7. I'm just going over my letter that took me 2 days to write because of my conversation with a caller. I believe it's 23, verse 7 in Deuteronomy. Scripture tells us that in his providence, the promises for us are yea and amen in Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:20. So the promises of God are for us, not against us. Then as I was communicating this to my friend Chris in Virginia, I said, by the Holy Ghost who brings all things to our remembrance, being in the will of God is the safest place to be in whatever state you may be in. Okay? So let me give you a couple examples. Noah was commanded by God to build the ark, which was set for judgment upon the heads of them that refused the Lord's mercy, as well as it was to save them that responded to his warnings. Read Genesis 6:13 through 22. So there's always twofold, friends. There's always twofold to the Lord answering. Hey, it says the Lord's going to rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous, the wicked. Okay? It depends upon what seed you sowed into your life or sown into your life that you're going to reap a harvest when that rain comes. So if you sowed good seed, you got a good harvest coming. This is very, folks, there's nobody that can denounce the truth of what I'm telling you right now. If I sow into the righteousness of the Word of God, I'm going to reap that harvest. If I sow into wickedness concerning sowing into the flesh, I'm going to, of the flesh, reap corruption. It's a promise. Again, and this is a situation and a point that nobody can dispute. Nobody can. So when you look at Noah, for example, the Lord told him, build the ark. And once he built the ark, he didn't know what he was doing. He was just doing what the Lord told him to do. And out of obedience to the Lord that he loved, he obeyed. Okay? And then what did the Lord do? He said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I want you to bring all these animals, two of each kind. And then I want you to bring your family, and I want you to bring yourself. And I also want you to go out there because you're a preacher of righteousness, and I want you to warn them from the wrath to come. Well, they mocked, they scoffed, they did all of that until it began to rain. American people, listen to me carefully. This is on a worldwide basis. It's already raining. You can go ahead and mock all you want to. You can go ahead and laugh all that you want to, but you better get into the ark. Why? Because the rain that the Lord sent was used to judge the unrepentant and wicked men to drown them, but it was also brought forth to float Noah's ark, which again, in the end, saved their lives and their souls. When you read 1 Peter 3:20, what does it say? When once the long-suffering of God waited in the day of Noah, well, the ark was a preparing, it says, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. So when it rains judgment upon the wicked, remember that same rain floated Noah's ark. Okay, and I'm answering in great specifics. Now, I also want to say this. I was also thinking about Jeremiah. Because when I was thinking about Jeremiah, he warned the people. He was the crying prophet warning the people to repent. He was sent to the king's gate. He was sent to the church gate. He told them to repent of their wickedness and the Lord would reconcile. And it got to the point where the Lord said, you know what? No more. Don't even pray for them anymore. Just think about that. So there is a point that people can push the Lord where he says no more. Okay? And when you look at Jeremiah 5, 1 through 3, do you also realize that during that time, the Lord asked before he told him not to pray for him? Jeremiah, this is what the Lord said to him. If you can find a man, if there be any that execute judgment and that seeketh the truth, I will pardon it. Do you guys realize the book of Lamentations was written because not one person took heed to the warnings that Jeremiah gave by the Spirit of God, was led to give by the Spirit of God? Not one person could be found. Now, I think we all need to take heed to that one person, because when Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, few be there that find it, and that we're to strive, that we're to press into the kingdom of heaven, we're to set our affections there, Colossians 3:1. I think that we better all take heed to that, that this is not some little game, the way that the American church has made it out to be. No, hey folks, I want to tell you something. Ministry spells work. And I want to tell you this too, because I know that you've been so conditioned by the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, to believe the opposite. You do the works because you're saved. You don't do the works to get saved. I am so sick of people out there saying, I'm saved by grace. I don't need to do anything. No, you respond to the finished work of Jesus Christ. You respond out of gratitude to what the Father did on Calvary. And if you're truly saved by the Holy Ghost, guess what it's going to do? It's going to drive you to do the works. Read Ephesians 2, start in verse 8 and finish in 10. And bring in a little common sense into the equation. Everybody in the Church of America, for a good portion of them, are talking about how they're saved, but there's no fruit brought forth to the glory of Christ. John 15:8. How does that make sense? It stands in contrast to everything that they claim to be. And it's a lack of Christianity. It is not Christianity whatsoever. So, let me go back. Jeremiah was told to look for one person that would execute the heart of God, judgment upon the wicked, and them that sought the truth. And the Lord could not find one of them, and therefore, because of that, there was a book of Lamentations that was written. If you have not taken the time to read Lamentations, folks, you probably want to do yourself a favor, because for those that ignore it, that's what's coming. That's going to be your reality check. And it's not, folks, it's hard to read. It's hard to read. Was that the heart of the Lord? Absolutely not. It was not. It was man's in refusing his mercy. We better understand that we are not patty caking with a God that looks just like us, folks. We're talking about the King of the universe, the Lord of the Lords. Folks, we're talking about the line of the tribe of Judah. We're talking about the man of war, the Prince of Peace, folks. The government that's upon his shoulders, right? We're talking about him who sees all things at all times and all places.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Also keep in mind, they said of Jesus that he spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the religious scribes, the doctors of the law, or the religious hypocrites. Remember? Well, Jesus said in the book of Luke, folks, talking about the leaving of the Pharisees, he said, beware of them. They're hypocrites. Okay? I'm saying that in response to an answer back. Bradley, what are you all worked up about? Hey, friends, why aren't you worked up? We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. If you're born in the fire, you're not going to settle for the smoke, right? My goodness. Hebrews 1:7, by the way, if you want to check it out. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Just highlighting the fact that Jeremiah went out. I believe it is to be up to 70 years. He warned the people, starting with the government and the church at the same time. He went to both gates and confronted them. Much of what we do here, as a matter of fact, thinking of it now. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. These words are going to ring into your ears, friends, for eternity. The fact of the matter, it's the message that we're all supposed to preach, not just one person, or that's your job, that's your part to play in the body. No, the Bible says for the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor, that they are to do the work of an evangelist. That's all of us giving forth the same message. Okay? And we're all to become fishers of men as well, Matthew 4:19. Let me go over to this. I just told you that there was a book of Lamentations that was written because nobody wanted to listen to Jeremiah's warning. Not one person. And you know, you look at the sloppy, false love and false grace hypocrites that are online all day talking about how they're saved. Oh my goodness, folks. You better read your Bible again. I remember Spurgeon said the people that talk most about being saved are the ones that can be sure of going to hell. And isn't it interesting? Nobody ever, you never ever go out there and you never hear a preacher preaching someone into hell. Even if the obvious is written all over the wall. Now, I know the message is that we're supposed to preach repent for the kingdom of heaven and that the judge is to make the final decision. But keep in mind, we judge men by their fruit according to the judge's word, period. And when a man's in sin and he continues on in his sin, Jesus said they're going to die in their sin. And guess where sinners go? They go to hell that the Lord warned of over and over and over again. But we don't fear hell. We fear the Lord. Amen? Filial. Not diabolical. Read Luke 12:4 and 5 when you get a moment. Okay, so I just told you that there's a book of Lamentations written because nobody wanted to listen to Jeremiah. Not one person, right? Well, then I thought to myself, in response to this caller, Chris from Virginia, it was interesting because I thought of Genesis 18 right away, and then I thought about Abraham when he tried to convey to the Lord his heart for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, Lord, would you take heed to what I have to say? This is Genesis 18. And he said in verse 23, Abraham drew nigh unto the Lord. He said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Now, I want you to check this, because Abraham started out with 50. The Lord couldn't find 50. He went to 40, couldn't find 40. Went to 30, couldn't find 30. Went to 20, couldn't find 20. Went to 10, couldn't find 10. Just think about that. So it got to the point where the Lord said, there's none righteous there, Abraham. You and Lot get out of Dodge. Because I'm going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah in such a fashion that men wish they obeyed me when I told them to deal with the wicked the first time. And what did he do? And by the way, if you want the historical, and I'm not that guy, but I do like facts. If you want to find the sulfur balls, you can still find them in Sodom and Gomorrah. There's a guy in Nashville, WyattMuseum.com, that has these sulfur balls that are still in his museum. Pretty cool stuff. But it's just a verification and an affirmation and a confirmation of what the Lord said a long time ago. He's got tons of stuff, even the Red Sea crossing and finding the wheels under the water still in place, the gold wheels of the Pharaoh, Mount Sinai, the whole shebang, all of it's still there. The governments have fenced these areas off because they don't want you to know the historical facts. Okay? That's another show. Going back to Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham couldn't find one, neither could the Lord, so the Lord judged Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? And it was at the request of Abraham and saying, Lord, are you going to judge the wicked with the righteous? No, he doesn't. According to Scripture, he doesn't. If you're one of those that are actually his. Okay? Now, I'm going to make another point, because I'm making a couple points, because there's different ways to see this scripturally. I'm holding to the soundest that I know. Okay? What of Goshen? This was when the Lord was judging Pharaoh and his house and his servants as well as their animals. However, the Lord told his people through Moses to remain in Goshen while Pharaoh and his people were being judged. What does it say? In Exodus 8:22, through 25. What does it say? And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. To the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord is in the midst of the earth, and I will put a difference between my people and Pharaoh's people. I'm answering Chris's question in great biblical specificity. Okay? So the safest place in the world for the children of Israel to reside was in the obedience to the Lord and to his directives, even against all of that which you see. In part, making the same point. What about when Peter said, Lord, come bid me to walk on the water the way that you're walking on the water at 4 o'clock in the morning? And what did he do? Peter's the one that asked him to do that. Keep that in perspective. He said, Lord, bid me that I might come out there as well and walk on the water. And he was doing fantastic until he looked at the boisterous waves that were all around him. You know, the Bible tells us that we should keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, not on the waves. And that is very applicable to what we're talking about right now. Read Hebrews 12:2 when you get a moment. Okay? So, again, answering Chris's question, the safest place to be, regardless of the circumstance, is obedience to the Lord and to his directives. Also remember when the Lord brought the children of Israel to the sea's edge. Remember this? This is a place where the Lord made a straight way for his children to get through to the other side in safety and in possession of the promised land. This was when they were being hunted down by the Pharaoh and his armies, only to hear the Lord say, be still and know that I am God. By the way, be still and know that I am God was spoken to a bunch of people that were just broken out of bondage through the blood of the Paschal Lamb concerning Pharaoh and his dominion over their lives. Be still and know that I'm God doesn't mean that you just sit there and do nothing. Oh, I hear someone say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your, what? Your ways, doers. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. It wasn't supposed to stop at the first part of that scripture. No, no, no. You're moving and he's directing your ways. You doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving yourselves. Folks, that's exactly what happened in Psalm 46, verse 10. Okay? Check that out. When you go to Exodus 14:21, it says, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. I want you to picture this, friends. I want you to picture Moses and the children of Israel. It's been said 2 to 3 million. Okay? I can vary a little bit there, give a little, take a little. But that's what the numbers are that we have. Keep in mind, they were running from the Pharaoh and his armies. And they came up to the sea. They couldn't go through the sea. It was a strait. The Lord had them fixed on a path that they had to go in, even when it looked impossible. Hey, folks, if we have the strength to make things work, don't expect the miracles of God to play out in your life. It's when we can't make it work is when the Lord shines the most in miracles. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles, with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Hebrews 2:4. You're to find your faith in him, not in your ability, but not outside of your ability because God works with man. Okay? But I want you to understand that your extremity is God's opportunity. Let me say it again. Your extremity, like that of the children of Israel and Moses, was God's opportunity in that strait. The Lord already knew what he was going to do. He was testing the people. We're going to keep going here because I'm going to finish the show today. So just hold up with me for one moment and I will be back. It will literally take me about 10 seconds here. Okay? I'm just going to put the screen up and I am coming right back. I'm just disconnecting.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.